New Yorkers say their hotel rooms are being canceled and given to migrants. By John Binder on May 14, 2023. As illegal immigration overwhelms the United States as a result of President Joe Biden ending the Title 42 border control, New Yorkers say hotel rooms they booked months in advance are now being given to newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens. A couple, originally from New York but now residing in Florida, told the New York Post the 30 hotel rooms they had booked at the Crossroads Hotel in Newburgh, New York, were abruptly canceled to accommodate border crossers and illegal aliens. Another couple, from Queens, New York City, said they had booked 37 hotel rooms at the Crossroads Hotel for their wedding but that the rooms, similarly, were canceled to make room for border crossers and illegal aliens. The cancellations come as Mayor Eric Adams, D., has started busing newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens out of New York City, a sanctuary city, to surrounding suburban counties, including Orange County, New York, where the Crossroads Hotel sits. Specifically, the Crossroads Hotel is enjoying a lucrative contract to house at least 24 border crossers and illegal aliens as of late last week. Likewise, Adams vowed to bus migrants to Rockland County, New York, but officials quickly secured a temporary restraining order, blocking the mayor from putting new arrivals up in a county hotel. Orange County officials have filed a similar lawsuit against Adams, stating that the migrant relocation effort exceeds the mayor's legal authority. Adams' insistence to begin busing migrants out of New York City comes after he has long called Texas Governor Greg Abbott's R. migrant busing policy, where border crossers and illegal aliens are sent out of the state to various sanctuary cities, anti-American. American war veterans have also said that they are being booted from hotel rooms at the Crossroads Hotel to make way for border crossers and illegal aliens. Adams has turned New York City's massive illegal immigration problem into a quasi-slush fund for the powerful real estate and hotel industry, which helps fund his political initiatives. Watch, illegal immigrants bail when DPS conducts traffic stop, find 38 pounds of meth. Most recently, for example, Adams is looking to transform the iconic now-closed Roosevelt Hotel into a migrant shelter, a boon for the hotel's owners while costing New Yorkers some $75 million annually. In total, New Yorkers are expected to spend $4 billion by next year. Much of that cost is being spent on border crossers and illegal aliens whom Adams has placed in multiple luxury hotels at no cost to them, transferring millions from taxpayers to wealthy landlords. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.